The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and J.
We rooting for him. We rooting for you.
Final segment, Old School. Don't go anywhere. Speed and Power. Nuri and Megan will come in and take you through 2 hours. Then they'll hand it over to Talking Tens. They've got a big week. They've got Illinois next Monday. So they'll have this week, and then they'll take a break next week because they'll be at Devaney Center a week from Monday. And then Inside the Pocket, where the Husker ladies bowling went and faced all top 10 teams in a 20-team tournament, a 25-team tournament, and finished third, knocked off number one McKendree, which is a big statement,
right?
For them after winning the championship a week ago. So they've had two really good back-to-back weeks, great performances up and down the lineup for coach. And so, look, it's a good thing. So we'll hear from them as well. And then Single H, we've nicknamed Harrison Arns. We now call him like rep as pro. Instead of Triple H, he is Single H because his promo was stellar. So he will get us through that hour as well. And then tomorrow again, here on Old School, Frances Reimers, CEO, Firestarter CEO, will join us and make her first in-studio appearance. We haven't talked to her in a while, but she's connected and can help us with marketing and NIL and some of the things that are going on in athletics on both the collegiate and pro level, and maybe change the way we think about it because she has that kind of perspective. And so I'm looking forward to having her in studio as well. Jay, let's talk about these two head coaches. And Philadelphia's found lightning in a bottle and a coach that kind of represents the city and the mindset.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he's from Philly. You know, no disrespect, but he looks like a Philly guy. You know, he always has a 5 o'clock shadow. You know, he preaches.
That really is a perfect definition of Philly.
You know, I mean, like, preaches toughness. You know, he looks like a Philly guy, but then he's young, he's energetic, he's brash, he's confident, but he's not cocky or arrogant. He's embraced being in Philly, and he embraces the pressure. I think a lot of times he's done a really good job for being such a young coach. He takes the pressure off of the team, which is very commendable. And it's a unique skill set that a lot of coaches, old and new, don't understand or know how to do. And so I think it's a good marriage, considering that, you know, Philly's had really good coaches. You got to think they've had Andy Reid.
Spoiler,
right? And then they had, you know, Doug Peterson. And then they have him.
Didn't they have Rhodes for a bit?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just talking about the last, long guys. And so he's put them in a position along with the, like I said before, along with the GM and ownership that are lock and step on fixing any type of issues before they become problems. I think that what they've done is hopefully, you know, it's all a copycat league, right? You saw, you know, the Rams just go, you know, we don't need these picks. We're going star power.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Go all in for just one Super Bowl, right? And I think Philly took a little bit more of a prudent type of approach. We're going to pick and choose, and we're going to get guys that fit our city and our scheme, and we're going to address issues before they become problems, so it's not a weak link on tape, whereas some teams wait till the bottom falls out and then they're desperate shopping.
Scramble.
So they've been able to do that and make trades during the season. They've done a really good job of doing it, and they always have. For the most part. And then with Andy Reid, I think he's from the day he went to Kansas City, I felt like he was a perfect fit. Kansas City's a football town. I think that he won so much in Philly that, it came so – I wouldn't say easy, but then they're like, okay, well, you got to do more. Well, when you're dealing with Tom Brady and all that stuff, that's a little bit harder to do more. And the Giants were good then and all this, so there's other factors. Yeah. He goes to Kansas City and turns them around, quickly. And so that lets you know what he did in Philly was the real deal. And then, I think they, again, the same marriage between, the Hunt family and Andy Reid, drafting, developing players, going out. And one thing that I can't speak for the coach in Philly, but one thing I could talk about Andy Reid is he's done, especially if you want to say Tyreek Hill, what he's done. And even Hunt, the running back, what he's done is he's taken guys that are a little edgy, put them in a structured environment, held them accountable, and helped them off the field. When you hear people talk about Andy Reid, he cares about them as people, all of his players, and which allows guys to go out there and play for him. So it's a perfect match what he's done, down there in Kansas City. And there's going to be a lot of headlines and stuff like that. I just expect it to be a good game. When teams can get healthy, 2 weeks, get all your Super Bowl tickets and stuff out of the way, and it's not as rushed. It's almost 2 weeks is too far, too long. You wish it was kind of like maybe Super Bowl Friday or something, Super Bowl Thursday, so you can kind of get into it, versus 2 weeks is, I think, a little too long, because sometimes you can lose your momentum. Like Philly has been so dominant, maybe they kind of lose a little bit of their edge. Kansas City catches something, but I think it's going to be a pretty good Super Bowl here in 2 weeks' time.
It's going to be an interesting trip. Again, I think there'll be several stories, and it will develop along. Health will be an issue.
Yeah,
recovery will be an issue.
That's at the forefront. And what team handles the outside influences the best?
Yeah, it's going to be exceptional. Again, that'll be it for us. Speed and Power. Nori Megan will take you through the next 2 hours, and then Talking Tens, and then In the Pocket with the young ladies, Amara.
You got 48 hours and Gwen. To the second signing day, man.
Yeah, it's tick, tick, tick. We're going to try to get Kenny back as well.
But you know what, though? If I was a recruit, I ain't committing to 11:59 tomorrow night.
Hold your
voice. Especially if I'm a wide receiver.
Several different offers.
Nah, man, because they got about 50 dudes in there. I got to make sure I'm the last one, and I got to know where I stand.
Several offers in play.
I got to make sure I know where I stand, man.
Going to be interesting.
I'm trying to show up and have DP up in there, and then I'm trying to get some reps.
Yeah, and then you come go in as DP and find out Gary Clark in there. Yeah. Nori, Megan, Harrison, up next here on 93.7 The Ticket.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.